The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
It's now time for News Headlines with Molly
on a Big Party Show on Channel 94.1.
The valuation protest numbers are in, and Omaha World Herald is saying that 6,600 property tax valuation protests were filed this year, which is a record. So almost 5,200 of those came from homeowners, but they're saying that while the number of protests is up, it still represents just a small amount of the actual valuations that get issued.
So when are we going to light our torches and storm the castle?
I suppose when they come back and you, because your deal is that they send it to you, you then protest it, and if they come back and say, too bad, it stays, that's when the pitchforks happen. Like when your protest or when your appeal is denied, overturned, pay the tax man.
Yeah.
This is your chance for the tax guy to come back and say, okay, you've made an argument for why your house shouldn't be valued at this.
They'll fight.
Yeah, but when they don't, that's when it gets it's pretty nutty. But the deadline for filing was June 30th. So that was why we had to wait a little bit to get those numbers. And obviously everybody was keeping an eye on this because there were a lot of big changes for a lot of those property numbers for people here in Douglas and Sarpy counties. And State Senator Bob Crist is leaving the Republican Party to become an independent just in time for a possible run for governor. The Omaha lawmaker says that he's tired of partisan fights between Republicans and Democrats. Crist would avoid facing Governor Pete Ricketts in a primary by running as an independent. And the Nebraska Humane Society is once again overrun with cats. So they're offering free adoptions. Mews. Starting today and running through the weekend, all cats 1 year and older are free. Kittens, they are between 8 weeks and 5 months, are $100, but it's a 2-for-1.
Okay. You can get 2-for-1.
A 2-for-1, $100, 2 kittens. Kittens between 6 months and a year cost $75 to adopt, but they do come all spayed, neutered, microchipped, all full on shots. Adopters just have to pay the licensing fee. So
they better be cutting you a check.
I know.
They don't. I just love cats.
What about dogs? You want to give them?
We talk about the dogs.
Can we do some equal time?
They don't have a dog sale
Molly's
going on.
Molly's the
now.
Fox News or the Molly's mm-hmm. the CNN of cats.
Fair and balanced. No, I'm the Fox News. Fair and balanced. Really? It seems like it's awfully about cats quite a bit.
I would think Fox is more dogs. Fox News is like dogs.
Yeah.
No, CNN's cats.
Their motto is fair and balanced. And what you're saying is that I'm oversighting. But the deal is that they don't have a deal for dogs this weekend. But that doesn't mean that you and your family shouldn't go out there.
Yeah, get a
and
dog.
Check out a dog.
Get a cat. Get a squirrel. Dog. What are you going to get?
So. Number of law enforcement fatalities is on the rise across the country. There's a new number out. It's through the first 6 months of 2017. The National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial Fund, the president and CEO of that organization, says the numbers are very troubling. Georgia and New York lead the way with 5 officer fatalities so far this year. California, Florida, and Texas each have 4 officer fatalities.
We're already halfway through the year. What were the numbers last year for 2016? Had to have been a huge uptick.
Yeah, traffic-related incidents are the leading cause, I guess, of fatalities. 26 officers, and that's an increase of 24% from the same time period last year. Now, firearm-related fatalities, people that are getting shot on or fired at, that's second, claiming the lives of 23 officers, which is an increase of 10% from last year. So the numbers are up, and it's only halfway through the year. So hopefully this summer we can all just say, hey, these guys are law enforcement. Cut them some slack. Stop hurting the good guys. President Trump is the special guest of honor today at the Bastille Day parade in Paris, along with the French national celebration. The president and the first lady.
You want to talk about grabbing some torches and storming the castle, man? That was Bastille Day. Of course, most people just think it's a band.
Well, and it is an amazing band, and it's one of my favorite bands, Bastille. But no, Bastille Day was actually Bastille is the name of the prison that they liberated. People might not know that. A little
storming
fun fact.
Storming the Bastille.
So they storming let out the all the political prisoners. And then that was the deal. They went and then they stormed with pitchforks and torches. And they went and got Marie Antoinette and
because it was Free Cat Her Day at the Bastille.
Uh-huh. Wish. Free Cat Day at Bastille. Yeah, so today is a big celebration. 100th anniversary of the U.S. entry into World War I is also today. So it's kind of like a twofer.
It's like there's too much history.
I know.
I think it's just, we're too old now.
That history is interesting.
The world is like...
You can only remember certain stuff. You can only remember the things I can remember, and I can't remember much more than that. What do you remember? I don't know. I forget a lot. Millions of Americans on Social Security are going to see about 2% increase in their monthly payments next year. So we're talking like an extra $30 a month for the average recipient. It's a cost of living adjustment that they do. Over 60 million seniors receive the benefits under the program, and the average monthly payment is just over $1,200.
That's the average monthly.
$1,200. Imagine making $1,200 work for your entire budget for a month.
Yeah.
You know?
You hope you got a little retirement.
Buy you some cat food.
Yeah, a lot of baby food. I mean,
baby food. Oh, I never thought about that.
Oh yeah, my mother, my grandmother would eat baby food sometimes.
Well, good luck when we get around to that time. Try making zero work.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, I have a shiny button in my pocket. What will that get me? They're like a button. Harvard University is considering a ban on all fraternities, sororities, and other single gender clubs.
Is Greek life at Harvard very big?
Yes. Less so, I mean, the fraternities and sororities, I'm trying to remember if I've heard much about. The big thing are, and they point this out, the single gender clubs, which people are like, well, what, like chess club? You're like, no, they have this society thing over there. It's called supper clubs, and people will invite you to be in different supper clubs. It's like, you know, come sit and eat with us, and it's a thing. And what they're saying is that they would do away with that too, because it's sort of like a highfalutin way of a fraternity. Now, I'm curious if this will actually extend to what they call "quote unquote" secret societies.
What was the
probably will?
You know, like the Skull and Bones type of deal where they grab people and black hood them.
Zuckerberg launched Facebook from Harvard University.
Yeah, it was Harvard. You're right,
from his dormitory. And if you watch the movie, I'm sure if it's tied into the real life. Remember, he was mad that he couldn't get into a club.
Yep.
It was all about the different clubs they wanted to get into, and that's, you know, he kind of had an axe to grind with.
And that's the thing. They would be like, no, you can't eat with us. Like, I mean, it is so, it's so old timey, but it's still steeped in tradition. I mean, a place like Harvard, it's like my grandfather was in the supper club.
Gross.
My great grandfather was in the supper club. You know, of course, I mean,
where
Sterling,
do people exist like
Sterling
that?
Fitz, rich person. I don't know. I mean, so that could be going too. Now, this is not a done deal, but they are putting a faculty committee is recommending the ban starts.
Just because of all the bad headlines, I figured universities are like, they've been saying this for years, though. They've been predicting the demise of the Greek life. Because anytime they screw up, the headlines, everybody gloms onto them.
Well, it's a
but
nightmare.
Collectively, I've always wondered, is it a fair, you know, the media just loves to, the moment boys screw up. You don't hear a lot of sorority.
No, you don't.
Issues, but I'm sure they have them.
They probably do. This is the deal. Fraternities and sororities, by the most part, are complete headaches for the universities. It is a social nightmare.
We saw last year
that you have these kids never been off the ranch before, suddenly all getting together in these houses that aren't monitored. I mean, it's.
But they could, in theory, find the same thing on a non-official fraternity title and on Greek life. They're going to find their trouble.
Mm-hmm.
We saw Creighton just cried uncle on one of the fraternities.
Mm-hmm.
This year, and so did UNL. I mean, both Creighton and UNL booted a fraternity.
Yeah, what was
or basically
that?
Gave them the death penalty.
Right.
Where they're suspended for a sizable time.
10 years.
And that
something.
Was them going, we're sick of the bad headlines, because it was big headlines.
It's also, it's bad PR for the university. It's a headache for them. And I remember like when I went to school, I went to NYU, which is like in the city, and they were so proud of the fact that they had like a low campus crime count. And then you get there and you realize it's because they have moved the numbers. They're like, well, those are people filing with us. Those aren't people filing police reports. Police reports is a separate thing. Like, you get your bag stolen in a coffee shop, quote unquote, on campus. You're calling the police. You're not calling the university. So they're like, so burglaries are down.
Now, did you guys, in your fraternity, Jeff, did you guys do any panty raids?
Don't call me
like
a frat, bro. We didn't do any panty raids.
Oh, really?
God, I know. I was kind of disappointed. I got there and I'm like, where's the panty raid?
That's what I think of when I think of fraternity. Panty raids.
I think it's all a bunch of lore. I don't know if that existed. Maybe in the 70s, like an Animal House.
Panty
for the
raid.
Most part, Greek life is just going to some mixers. You just want to get there, and it's a bunch of juniors and seniors that are dialed into where the girls are. You know, and a girl will go, oh, you're a Tri Delta or you're a Sigma Nu if you don't go to a douchey fraternity. I mean, dude, you have to, if you're a boy, you got to look around and be like, you know, you don't want the one with the bad reputation of being a bunch of leches that get
take advantage of girls.
Then they won't come to your party.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense.
And it goes the same way with the sororities. There's the select, like, man, if you can go to the Theta House or the DZs, there's what's the big one down in Lincoln? Probably Gamma Phi.
And those, the sororities, in the sororities, they walk around in their underwear, right? Is that the deal there? That's what I think of.
Oh. But keep in mind,
I got dragged into a house once. Now, this is terrible. Into like the inner sanctum. Mm-hmm. It's so lame, I'm sure. Yeah. But it was like way. So when I was working at a station in Lincoln, I'm like, this is going to go over so bad. Like we were after hours at like 3 in the morning. Like, what are you doing? Like in the deep, dark basement of like Gamma Phi.
Right.
Ooh, it's down there.
And it was like,
get out.
No, it was
it's in the basement of a sorority room. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I was like, is this bad?
I imagine whips and chains and stuff.
All right, cool it.
It's pretty
this
good.
This is the deal.
I mean, I was with, it was a singular. It was a girl.
Oh, one girl.
But she's a bad girl. Snuck me into her sorority house.
Ooh, well, if somebody has the guns to try and pull something like this off and not see a ding in enrollment numbers, it's Harvard. People aren't going to not go to Harvard because they can't be in a fraternity. People are dying to get into Harvard.
They have like a Skull and Bones there?
That's what I'm saying. They do. And I wonder if their little secret society stuff will get.
Oh, the Porcelains. I think they're called the Porcelain Club.
And don't you remember they have their fig and pudding? Club. You know, they always give out that, they get a famous person to come and they dress and drag and they do like their figgy pudding deal. They've got like that club. It's all like I'm old school interested. Hogwarty type of stuff.
That's weird.
It is absolutely.
Bring back the panty raids. My Lord.
It's a time capsule.
Yeah.
So Chinese scientists teleported tiny particles into
space. I saw
this.
What is this? This is interesting. This is Star Trek stuff.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
tiny particles, though. Sending, I mean, come on.
Yeah, but that's how you start it. It's a subatomic particle. They never did it before. They're saying now they have a base point in which to move things like plates or people.
Where did it transport it to then? To another person in space? Is that the deal?
It's the idea that you would go to another So Chinese scientists successfully teleported. It's a subatomic particle from the Earth to an orbiting satellite. So they're like, okay, we're going to dial that satellite up, and now, bing, we can teleport stuff.
They teleported a photon.
Which is super, 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 super small, but...
So someone could have been like, oh my God, we did it.
But
we did it.
It's a record distance for transferring the complete particle, the complete properties of a particle from a place to another place.
That'd be amazing they can get that down. That's how you get to Mars, man. That's how you get to Mars.
I mean, it's beam me up Scotty stuff. Yeah. I mean, that is that it's teleportation. I mean, one astrophysic put it, teleporting anything as large as a human being is a different problem entirely because we're made up of separate cell. I mean, but this is step in that direction. If you have ever, you know, been wondering how legal some of these texts that you send are, I guess, more and more acceptable nowadays. People will be able to start using voicemail and even text messages to do legal documents like your will or to like overhaul your
inheritance. Hey, Siri, write my will.
Mm-hmm. A law commission has branded the current legal system outdated and recommends that it needs to be revolutionized to keep up with the digital age. They say under present laws, which go back to 1839, wills need to be written and signed by the testator, as well as two witnesses in order to be valid. And they're saying that that's just outdated and it's kind of unclear. You're like, well, what do you mean? Like two witnesses?
It doesn't have to be on paper. It can be in digital form.
Right.
Okay. It can be typed up on a text.
Because some people say like, okay, made grandpa write this on a piece of paper in the in the hospital room. And it's like, well, he signed it.
Hey, Siri, don't leave any money to nephew Jason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wouldn't that be fun?
Deathbed changes of heart could be recorded and used to override an existing valid will, which would be huge. If your family, think about if you're in a situation where your family's like, we're not going to let people come in.
We're all gathered around the bed.
Change.
Grandpa's dying. I think he's dead.
And he's not dead yet.
And he goes, hey, Siri, take Jeff off the wheel.
Hey, no, I wasn't hoping you were. I was just.
But of course, Siri would get it wrong.
Yeah.
Somebody put on Facebook today, I was talk texting to Siri. This is this morning. This is a girl. I was talk texting to Siri, and I said the word vulnerable, and she typed boner in a bowl.
Oh, wow.
And I had hit send before I noticed it. That's how stupid Talk to Text is. That the algorithm decides that you would say boner in a bowl over vulnerable.
Mm-hmm. Well, I bet she felt very vulnerable after that text went out.
Boner in a bowl.
Yummy.
Use that in a statement.
In a sentence, in a statement.
Boner in a bowl.
Could you?
No.
Hey, want to throw me that boner in a bowl? Well, I don't know.
Maybe
I don't know.
Something like,
I think you're more like, let's try and keep our boners out of the bowl. Did you put your boner in a bowl?
Oh, better yet, I'm serving you breakfast in bed.
Boner in a bowl.
I think it would happen.
No,
someone comes in and checks out the bowl of mashed potatoes and says,
boner in a bowl?
I think. Anyway.
So many ways to use it. But it could become something that lawyers walk in and say, well, he was on his deathbed and he sent this text, and that could be it. That is your news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
Channel 94.1.com. This is the Big Party Morning Show.
What up, what up? This is Jay-Z.
Omaha's number one hit music station. Channel 94.1.
All right, call number nine here. Hello, who's this?
This is Jessica.
Hi, Jessica.
Hi.
Oh, Jessica, you should be excited.
Really?
Because you just won yourself a couple tickets.
Yay. Oh my God, that's awesome.
Yeah, Jay-Z, Jessica, Jay-Z.
Oh, yeah, that is going
to
be great.
Have you been to Jay-Z before when he was here last time? Or
no, never.
All right. These tickets go on sale today. 10 o'clock?
10 o'clock, brother.
And it's going to sell out. So this is a Willy Wonka ticket now.
Yeah. Who are you going to take with you, Jessica? What's the gig?
Probably going to take my husband and,
okay.
You have the sweetest little voice. I can't believe you have a husband. I was like, husband? Aren't you like 12?
We'll be married soon in September.
Very cute. Wait, what's the plan? Let's hear the wedding plan.
We love wedding news.
Honeymoon, what's happening after?
After that, we're going to Northern California, Oregon, and traveling down the coast and... And we're going to come back and go to Jay-Z, I guess.
That's a beautiful
trip. So you're doing the Pacific Coast Highway?
Yeah.
Yep.
That's bucket list.
Are you getting a ragtop? Are you doing a convertible?
No.
That's apparently the thing.
You should think about it.
Like, I know. We got a Jeep.
You got a Jeep?
Jeep's okay.
Jeep's not bad.
That'll go
Jeep's
convertible.
Jeep's got a little bit more stuff in it.
Yeah.
She's saying like a big Jeep, like 4x4.
Well, cool. How do you propose to you?
Actually on the beach in Mexico last spring.
Oh, really?
That's so funny. Nice. You're going to be on the beach in Mexico.
Where in Mexico? Where in Mexico did you guys do it?
Quit it.
Playa del Carmen.
Playa.
Oh,
we're
going to
be right across from Playa.
Uh-huh.
Wow. When we go there, because we have a little scuba thing we're doing, I'll look over at Playa and think of you, Jessica.
There, yeah.
I think the problem is that if he took a knee, you know, and did this big romantic scene, that right now he's so... hormonal now.
I'll cry.
That he'll start crying.
Oh, I will.
And it'll just ruin it.
I thought you were going to talk about the knee thing that he just got. She'd be like, and now you got to help me up.
Yeah, absolutely.
Face all shiny. Face all shiny. Yeah.
You made my eyes rain. I am hormonal. Jeez.
It's okay.
Yeah.
But do you cry at the strange things? Like, here's what's sad. I cry at hockey ads. I mean, I'll get wispy.
Yeah. I just get
wispy.
There
are these really powerful ads with that voice who's the guy who voices everything.
Liev Schreiber.
Yeah. Right. Schreiber. But they do these great hockey commercials on the NHL commercial. And I get wispy. And I'm like, this is terrible. I'm getting wispy on a hockey ad because it's just these great achievement deals. And then there'll be some sad hard luck story, and I'm just staring at it like a serial killer. Like, I feel nothing. I don't feel anything. I'm going to flip over to the hockey channel so I can feel alive again.
Well, Jessica, that's what you got to deal with later in life.
Enjoy your husband before he becomes weird.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Enjoy your man before he gets weird.
All right.
I got all teared up at the...
Hold on, dear. Okay, hold on a second.
All teared up. They showed a commercial before. We went and saw Despicable Me 3.
Uh-huh.
And they showed that. I can't remember what it is. Maybe it's a car commercial. Have you seen it? It's an Irish woman, and she's like, you know, your grandfather when we came to
this... I hate it. It also airs on the hockey channel.
Yes.
I hate it.
So it's this deal where it's this woman and she's got these knotty hands and she's like, you know, when your grandfather and I came here, we always said we'd wanted to go cross country. And so now grandpa's dead and they're taking grandpa's ashes and it's this big family trip.
This.
And it's the most moving music.
Okay.
I'm getting tingly just talking about
it. It's a come to America. Yeah. I hate it because they air it too much.
You are a devil.
No, it's just, it's exploitative. I don't like ads that are exploitive. Like, the hockey one, this Get Me Wispy, isn't trying to be exploitive. It's just,
no,
it actually,
I mean, this is absolutely,
that's a proof that it works, if a sports moment can inspire
right.
you.
Absolutely.
This one is it's like wrenching a puppy's neck.
Right.
Okay. It's an old lady going, "Oh, I wish your grandpa was here, but he's gone." And they're like, "Hey, grandpa, he's here in spirit." And it's a car ad. And you're like, "Oh, screw you.
Oh, but, really?
Like, don't make me think about my grandpa and grandma while you're selling me a car."
It's a really long ad, though, before, like, it's on TV, but the one in the movie theater. Well, yeah, but they always make them longer then.
Yeah.
So I look across, and it's me, my two kids, and then my mom. And
that's
we both look at each other, and we're both like, but it was like, I am crying.
So we want to get away from that stuff when you go to a movie theater.
Especially I mean, with Despicable Me 3.
Yeah, you don't want to watch commercials.
Oh, now?
Yeah.
I want to see an ad for bubblegum or...
I don't remember the last time I cried at anything.
There's a car commercial before Despicable
Me. Isn't that weird? Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're running ads sometimes.
They do that now in movie theaters. Like, if you get there early enough, like, they're like the before the trailers commercials.
Country. My last wish is for you to do it for me as a family. We're all going to make the best of it.
It's like, really, Grandma's that off the boat? It's 2017.
Oh, yeah.
Speak the language, Grandma.
She's speaking English, Joe.
Well, you can speak a little better, okay? We have a problem with these people.
Okay.
I sure would love to come to your country. We're all full. Get on your boat and go home, weirdo.
I had to watch this ad several times before I got it. That grandpa's gone.
Yes.
Yeah,
grandpa's, I thought the premise was they're on a trip because then they're reading grandma's letter. Like, I'm no longer here, but I left you guys a little money to go see America.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
God, I hate this.
They've got
so
the urn. And then at the end, they're on the West Coast. They drive from the East Coast to the West Coast, and they get to the West Coast, and they open up the urn, and grandpa goes out. Or they go from the West Coast to the East Coast, and then he's able to be back in Ireland.
Guys, you can't hit me with the sad right out of the gate where I see it coming. You got
to
take a left.
Yeah. You do. And then it smack you with the sad.
And then you're like, am I feeling something?
Yes.
And you dab your cheeks. What's with this moisture? My eyes are raining.
That is one thing that happens, that Wylene will sometimes, that the girlfriend, the lovely Wylene, will sometimes tear up at a very, very sad, you're supposed to cry. And I'll look over and go, are you really crying at this? Wondering, why am I not crying? But I will cry just the same as you, as something ridiculous as a sports
movie. I don't cry, we get wispy.
He's like, that was so sad. It was that Doritos commercial, and then they went in the bag, and there were no more chips.
And there were no...
It was chipped. Gone. Chips.
I just imagine them just saying, I bet you it happens to guys, that you do all this work to frame up this totally romantic moment, and then you get a little choked up, and you maybe make a bad cry, like, all right. And then the gal's like, this is terrible. It was supposed to be romantic. And then
she's looking down at you going, uh-oh. What was the
big
thing?
There's a flaw.
Omaha's number one hit music station.
This is the one and only.
Nominations for the 69th annual Primetime Emmy Awards have been released, and it's looking like it's good to be HBO and Netflix. Those were the two top production, you know, whether network, I guess you can't really call Netflix a network, but the production companies that are putting out all the stuff we want to see. The big deals were 22 nominations for Saturday Night Live and Westworld, which was the big one, the big piece, gamble, I should say, for HBO. And Anthony Hopkins, which was one of the stars, he got nominated. A lot of the actors were getting, you know, attention from that. I mean, the 22.
We're curious how SNL got so many ranks. I mean, we know they've had a good year. Big political years are always good for SNL, and all the Trump stuff has teed him up.
Yeah.
But what else? You know, usually it would be the news that would get nominated.
So
have you been watching it?
The Saturday Night Live, yeah. I mean, Leslie Jones got nominated, Kate McKinnon, and Vanessa Bayer. Not Samantha, I said earlier, but correction is Vanessa Bayer. The three of them all got nominated for Outstanding Lead Actress in a Comedy Series. And so that is three nominations right there. And then you go over to the guy side of things, and Alec Baldwin got nominated for Best Supporting Actor for his work on Saturday Night Live.
For Donald Trump.
Isn't that nuts?
Yeah.
But this is what is sort of crazy, and I don't know if you agree with me on this, but they put out the nominations for the best comedy, like, or variety series, and Sarah Silverman got a nomination for her Speck of Dust, and Louis C.K. got his for 2017. They didn't nominate Dave Chappelle's, big rollout. I thought that was so surprising.
I completely spaced
Netflix, and you still haven't watched the last two Dave Chappelle specials. That's what you're doing this weekend.
You have
or
to
if
watch
you don't
it.
Have Netflix, go get it. It's worth it just for the two Chappelles alone.
And I've watched all of those shows. I watched the Sarah Silverman one. I watched the Louis C.K. one. I watched the Dave Chappelle one. I watched the Amy Schumer one. I mean, that's always like, I love that stuff. I'll watch all of it. I'll just watch people I don't even know just to see it. But I would say that to me is a
snub. He's like, I'm doing stand-up on stage. The green room is right behind me. O.J. Simpson in the front row. I finish up, I say, I nod at O.J. I take one step, go in the green room. O.J. already in the green room.
I love his O.J. Yeah, is it three or four that he does?
He has four. He had one when he was doing a club, and he came up. He's like, you young man are very talented. And then he had another one where he was in a restaurant, and he was the only black guy, and it was like some snooty L.A. restaurant, and he had just landed a deal, and he was out to lunch with his agents, and he was like, there's O.J., and it was right at the height of him.
I'm talking about Chappelle, by the
way. Dave Chappelle, yeah. Right at the height of O.J. being accused of, and they were like, how dare you? And he's like, whatever, dude, it's the juice. Yeah. He ran how many yards? Like,
but he said the first time that it was... Nicole Brown.
Yes, that was the first time.
And then pulled him over and was like, we think you're hilarious. I want to introduce you to my husband, OJ. And OJ was like, you're a very funny young man.
Right.
And then he said she gave him a big, long, lingering hug. And he was like, bitch, you're going to get us killed.
I know. The third one was the comedy club that you're talking about. And then the fourth one was after Dave Chappelle went loco and he showed up at like the Kentucky Derby. And it was him and Chris Tucker, who was also like off the grid. And then it was like... O.J. Simpson, and O.J.'s like, can I get a picture with you two guys? They're both like, no.
He's like, I can't take that hit right now.
Yeah, isn't that funny? But it's worth watching.
It is.
People.
I can't believe it didn't get nominated. I was really surprised. So Jennifer Lawrence, we just talked either yesterday or earlier this week that Quentin Tarantino's next big project is going to be writing and directing a movie about the Manson murders. So Charles Manson, there's talk that that Brad Pitt is going to be possibly attached to this project, and also Jennifer Lawrence. And so we all got speculating, like, does Jennifer Lawrence play Sharon Tate? But how big of a part is that?
Yeah.
What and forth? Well, apparently there's somebody out there who doesn't think that that's the case. And that happens to be Sharon Tate's sister, Deborah. And she says that she's not pretty enough to play Sharon Tate. That okay. If it came down to Margot Robbie or Jennifer Lawrence, Sharon Tate's sister says it'd have to be Robbie. That she's the physical beauty, the way she even carries herself is similar to the way her sister
is a better actor. I mean,
I think it's who looks like. I mean, this is Sharon Tate's sister saying this. She's like, listen, it's not about acting or chops. I'm just saying, if you're looking at somebody, she's like, Margot Robbie slinks around and moves and looks just like my sister used to.
I get it. You bet.
So. For that, because she's like, I've got nothing against J-Law. She doesn't mince any words on why she isn't right. She said she's not enough to play. She's just not pretty enough to play Sharon. It's a horrible thing to say, but I have my standards. That's what the sister said.
She's trying to give like a tribute to her sister.
Yeah, which I can understand. And Margot Robbie is an absolute. I mean.
They both would be great.
Oh, yeah.
I think they're both as beautiful as Sharon Tate.
Now, Margot Robbie played Suicide.
Yes,
that's
she played a Harley Quinn.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
oh,
she's pretty remarkable. Beyonce released the first photo of the twins that she and Jay-Z had, a little boy named Sir Carter and a little girl named Rumi. It was their one-month birthday, and it's already garnered over 5 million views or likes or loves on Instagram where she posted it. It's just a picture of her in her backyard in Malibu looking unbelievably staged. I mean, it's not the normal like, hey, oh, staged, wow, it's really cute. It's your kid in its car seat holding up a little plate that says one on it.
I guess they got to do it all the way. I mean, if you're paying $400,000 a month for a place, right. I'm guessing your first photos are going to be worth equal.
Well,
I mean, it's wow.
I mean, her announcement, it's sort of styled similarly to when she announced. Kermit the Frog. Earlier this week came word that Kermit the Frog, the voice actor who's been voicing Kermit for 27 years, has been replaced. And apparently, he's pretty devastated about it.
Oh, really? I thought he was just retiring.
I did, too.
Okay.
And that's why I'm like...
Kind of hippie-looking dude?
Yeah. So he said, this is my life's work since I was 19 years old.
27 years.
27 years. So when the original voice was Jim Henson, and when Jim Henson passed away, this guy took on the role and has been voicing Kermit the Frog since his passing. So 27 years.
Is his voice getting older or something?
I don't know.
It's not like you see the face. Maybe he's weird.
You know,
or hard to work with.
The weird thing is that a lot of weird firing. Don't you remember everybody got upset because they were letting like Louise go and all these people when they switched over to be bought by HBO.
Okay.
HBO now owns first run rights for Sesame Street. So when you see it on PBS, those are like the older ones.
Mm-hmm.
And ever since they switched and did that with the production company, all of these people have been getting the axe. And I just think this is so terrible. This guy has been doing this. I thought he was retiring too. And then no, I feel like I'm at the top of my game and I want all that who love the Muppets to know that I would never considering abandoning Kermit.
I'm sure it was just the contract thing. I'm sure it was money.
You're probably right.
You know, they're like, you know what? A younger guy can say, do the same voice for...
Wait a minute. Are you auditioning?
Like, you guys are overthinking it. They're like, hey, dude, you didn't invent the character. We just said, why don't you go in there and mimic it?
For 27 years.
You're the number two guy. Okay.
Bringing a younger guy, cheaper younger guy to do Kermit. Wow.
He said that Jim Henson was his friend and mentor, and he entrusted me.
Where do we see it, though, is my question. Where is Kermit the Frog happening?
I don't even know.
They do Muppet movies still. God, they just had that one. I mean, they always like Muppet, what was it, the Muppet Caper? I don't know.
Is he still hooking up?
I mean, you have kids, so is it even running past the radar of your children? Do they know who Kermit the Frog is?
They do, but it's just one of those things where it's sort of like it's just pop culture. Like they know who Mickey and Minnie Mouse are, but they haven't necessarily watched a Mickey or Minnie Mouse cartoon.
Okay. Now, is Kermit still hooking up with that Miss Piggy?
Well, that was the big news last year that they split up and that she went her own way. Don't you remember?
After how many years together? Nicer women.
I think so too.
In his life.
I want nicer things for both of them. Yeah. That is your celebrity news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
From the Eat Fit Go Studio.
This is the Big Party Show on Omaha's number one hit music station,
Channel 94.1.